next to David Ruffett. So, of course, some of you wouldn't know who that is, but he had a great voice. So, God is good, good, good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand this morning and let me get this all set up this morning. Praise the Lord. It's just good to know him today. Amen? And all of his goodness for us. Praise God. Why don't you turn over to Proverbs chapter 3, some familiar scripture this morning. Just want to teach a little bit here today and just talk about trusting the Lord and how we trust him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. How many know this scripture? You can quote this. Some of you just can quote it. You know it really well. It becomes familiar to us, but it's a great word. It's a good word for you today. We're going to talk about trust. Trust. My definition of trust is absolute confidence in God. Absolute confidence in God. Amen. Look what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall what? Direct your path. Hold up your Bible today and say it with our confession. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Give somebody a high five and say, I'm trusting in him. How about you? Praise the Lord. He is good. All believers know the importance, if you're a believer, you can turn me down just a little bit there, brother. All believers know the importance of trusting God. But you know that, and I hear people all the time, they say, well, I trust in the Lord. But you know, it's got to be more than just a religious cliche. We've got to understand what the full ramification of trusting in the Lord is, because it's so vitally important that we understand, because it settles our heart in who he is and what he has done for us. When we know that, when we know who he is and what he's done for us, there's an absolute confidence in God. Amen. God is going to see you through every situation. Amen. He is going to see you through. Every manifestation we see in our lives is really a result of complete trust in him. Because faith and trust goes hand in hand. And grace, it's what God has provided, and faith is our positive response to what God has provided. And so faith and trust go hand in hand. It's that absolute confidence that God has got me. Amen. God is going to work it out. Because when you're trusting in him, there's no place for worry. There's no place for anxiety. Hello? There's no place for fear, because your trust is in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in what? All your ways, and he does what? He directs our paths. He leads us when we're trusting him. He leads us when we're trusting him. Not only does he lead us, he feeds us. He leads us and feeds us when we're trusting, have complete confidence in his love and care for us. Hello? Anybody here this morning? When we trust a God instead of our senses, supernatural things take place. When we trust God instead of our senses, your senses will get you in trouble. Your feelings will get you in trouble. Amen. Your emotions will get you in trouble. They will wreak havoc upon you at times. So, you know, you've got to bring yourself back to the center of God's goodness, his grace, and trusting him with all your heart. But so many times, you know, we are so sensitive to our senses. We are so sensitive to how we're feeling today. We're so sensitive to how we're feeling in this moment. And so God desires us that we really have this complete confidence in him. Man, that is awesome, Jesus. Hallelujah. So to trust in him is to rely on, to lean on, to have complete confidence in his integrity, because what he said he'll do, he will do. In his strength, amen, to be an expectation of something good. I remember years ago, remember Oral Roberts? Anybody remember Oral Roberts? He had a theme song. They'd always get up and sing. Richard would sing, something good is going to happen to you when? Today. Boy, you remember that, some of you, right? Something, I love that. What an expectation of faith. Most people get up and think about what's bad's going to happen today. You need to start your day by saying, hey, you know what? Something good is going to happen to me because I trust in the Lord. And if I've got complete confidence in Him, I know God is good to me and He loves me so much that something good is going to happen to me today. Not only that, I've got favor on my life because of God. He surrounds me. His favor is surrounding me like a shield. It is amazing. When you walk into places, church, just know that God's favor is with you. Expect it. And when you're trusting in Him, you can expect it. He's a good daddy. He's a good daddy. Abba, Father, He's a good daddy. Praise God. Man, I love this. He is so good. Praise God. We verify our trust when we refuse to rely on what we feel, see, hear, sometimes even think. We verify our trust when we refuse to rely upon those things, and let those things move us. Sight can move you. Turn over to Matthew 14. Kay didn't know I was teaching on trust, but her songs this morning just went along with this, and I thought it was so good. Matthew 14, some great scripture. Matthew 14:22. Let's start there. Matthew 14:22. Immediately Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side. Now, He just had finished feeding the 5,000. It didn't include the women or the children. Great miracle, right? Maybe 15,000 or more out there. Great miracle had taken place. A lot of times when something happens in our lives and something great happens in our lives, believe it or not, that's the time when you're really subject more to leaning on your flesh than you are in the Spirit. It really is. And so this great miracle had just taken place, and Jesus said, hey, guys, get in the boat. We're going to go over to the other side, all right? And He sent the multitudes away, and the Bible says immediately Jesus got His disciples in the boat, sent the multitudes away. And next verse, what did He do? And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up to the mountain by Himself to pray. Awesome. Jesus went to pray, have some time with God. You know, having that quality time with God during your day is so vitally important. I get a lot of windshield time. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I get a lot of that. I get some quality time. Last night I was driving back and I was just talking to the Lord and, you know, speaking in tongues, having a good time and just fellowshipping with Him in the car. And it was awesome. I had that great time with God. Praise God. And you need to find that in your life. You need to find that in your day. You need to have that time when God is just speaking to you and you're just enjoying Him. Oh, man. There's nothing like fellowshipping with Jesus, man. When you're hanging out with Jesus, you are hanging out with the best. Praise God, just to fellowship with Him and just to magnify Him. It is awesome. Hallelujah. Now, when evening had come, He was alone there in prayer. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was what? Contrary, or blowing against it. They are running against the wind. Against the wind. Bob Seger, anybody remember that? Yeah, okay. Running against the wind. They're running against the wind, all right? He's one of my favorite musicians, by the way, on Seger's. Now in the fourth watch of the night. In the fourth watch was the very, very darkest time before dawn. It was in the darkest time before dawn. In the fourth watch, Jesus had prayed all night, and in the darkest time before dawn, while they were out there struggling with the wind and everything that was going on, what happens? Jesus went to them, and how did He go to them? He went to them walking on the water. Jesus was not subject, hello, to the senses that we are. Well, He was, but He relied upon the Spirit. Amen. And He went to them in a manifestation of walking on the water. Notice this next verse. This is pretty cool. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled. You know, when the manifestation takes place, many people are troubled. It's like, whoa, what's going on? And here Jesus came to them walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying what? It's a ghost. They didn't even recognize Jesus. And what happens when we're relying on their senses because they're in the waves, it was contrary, they're beaten up in the boat, it was all against them. And when things are going awry in our life, that is the time when we don't recognize Jesus right in our midst. I mean, he had just been with them. He had fed the 5,000. Here he comes, and he's moving in a different way than they've seen him manifest before. And they said, hold on a second. That's a ghost. Some of you do the same thing. Come on. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? And they cried out for fear. Fear always attacks your trust. Fear always attacks your faith. You know, that's the weapon that the enemy wants to choose to use against most Christians more, and they allow him to. Now, you have power over him, and you have authority over him. You have the believer's authority over him. You don't have to be subject to that, but that's something that he uses against this carnal nature of ours, this mind thought of ours, is fear. And so fear came upon them. They didn't even recognize Jesus in the midst of their struggles. Guys, recognize Christ is right there. He hasn't left you. Amen. You're an overcomer today. Look at this. But immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. I love that, man. That's what Jesus is saying to you today. Turn to somebody and say, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. God's got your back. He's got your side. He's got you covered. Amen. He is with you today. Praise God. Be of good cheer. You can be of good cheer even while you're going through it. Amen. It's a choice. My wife reminded me on the way to church today, I had a choice. I could say I'm tired, or I could say, no, I'm going in the Spirit. And I decided I'm going in the Spirit. I had a choice. You have a choice, church. Use the choice that God's given you for the good. Praise God. He spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not what? That's what God's saying to us this morning. Do not be afraid. Trust in him. Next verse. Love this. And Peter answered him and said, of course, Peter would, you know, he's always the impulsive one. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, notice the if, Lord, if, Jesus just spoken to them. God sometimes gives us a word, he speaks to us, and then we say, Lord, if, Lord, if, come on, guys, right? Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you, how? Wow. Command me to come to you on the water. God wants you to be a water walker. Holly was talking about walking above that in our position. That's where we are. That's where we're seated with him. God desires that for you. He wants you to be a water walker. And then what did Jesus say? Now, hang on a second, Peter. You don't have the same faith. Now, Peter, you haven't studied long enough. Did he say that? Now, hang on, Peter. You're just being impulsive there. You know, you see me doing something, but you know what? You think you're a big shot here, right? Did you say that? No. Look at this. One word. Just step out. Just step out. Just come. That's how God sees us. He says, just come to me. When you're going through that stuff, man, just come to me. Just refresh yourself in me. Amen. I've got something for you. You can walk above. You can rise above the waves. Amen. That's our position. We are risen above these things. He just says, come. You know, it's amazing. Over the years, you know, being in religion like I was, you know, we just struggle and fight and almost carry on with God to get him to do something or move or get a word from God. Some of you may have never been there. I've been there praying all night, praying all day, praying for weeks. God moved. Didn't already realize he already moved. Amen. He's already done everything he's going to do. So, you know, and God's so simple at times, it's just kind of mind-blowing. He didn't give this long exhortation to Peter. He just said, come on. Come on, Peter, come. It's kind of like when he raised Lazarus from the dead. You know, get up. Come forth. That's all he said. Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Sometimes what happens, man, when we get so convoluted with our words, we mess up faith. Faith is simple. Faith and trust is simple. Don't get so convoluted with words and in your mind that it take away from the simplicity the Bible says that's in Jesus. It's not hard, church. It's pretty simple. God made it that way because he knew that Peter was simple and so are we. Come on. Amen. So he said to him, come. And Peter had come down out of the boat. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now look at this, man. Here he is walking on the water, doing the same thing that Jesus. Man, it took some trust, didn't it? It took some absolute confidence. Amen. But look at this next verse. But when he saw, all of a sudden he's out there doing the miraculous, having a manifestation of the miraculous. But then all of a sudden he began to see with his natural eyes. You know, there's two ways of seeing. You have the spirit side and you have the natural side. Most of the time we're seeing from the natural instead of the spirit side. God desires us to open our spiritual eyes. What did Jesus say? He that has eyes, let him, he that has ears, let him hear. He that has eyes, let him see. Spiritual eyes. And here he saw the wind was boisterous, and he was afraid, and fear began to set in because of his senses took over. And when senses take over, fear comes in, and what happens? He begins to sink, and this happens to us as well. Our trust is eradicated. And he began to sink, and he cried out, saying, what? Lord, save me. That was a foxhole prayer. Lord, save me. And what did Jesus do? Man, Jesus is so kind. He's not going to let you sink, guys. And immediately, I love it. And immediately, that's the way Jesus responds to every time we call on him. And immediately, that's where our faith is. And immediately, he stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little what? Faith. Why did you doubt or not trust in me? That's what he was saying. Look at the next verse. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. They walked back together, got in the boat, and the wind ceased. Amen. Why? Because he was trusting. He was trusting. He walked back with Jesus. Jesus, God wants us to trust in him. You all here this morning? Amen. We trust in God when we verbally confess he is our God. We keep our mind on him. He keeps us in what? Perfect peace. When our mind is stayed on him, amen, he keeps us in perfect peace. Praise God. Look at Psalm 31. Psalm 31, 14, 15. Look at this. Great word. Love this. We trust in God when we verbally confess he is our God. But as for me, I trust you, O Lord. I say what? I say you are my God. We open up our mouth and we verbally confess, I say you are my God. My times are in your what? Hand. Deliver me from the hand of the enemies and from those that persecute me. Why? Because I'm trusting in you. My time is in your hand, God. Praise God. And he says, we say it, we confess it, we get it out of our mouth. Praise the Lord. That's what God desires us to do. When we will say this, we are trusting in the Lord. Look at Psalm 62, 5 through 8. Psalm 62, 5 through 8. Psalm 62, 5 through 8. My what? My soul waits silently for God alone. My soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, what do? They're waiting on God. They're not moving ahead. They're waiting on God. My soul is resting in God. Praise the Lord. Y'all hear me this morning, church? My mind is resting in the Lord. My soul is resting in the Lord. My emotions are resting in there. I'm waiting silently for God alone, for my expectation is from what? From him. Next verse. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be what? I'm not going to be moved by what I see, hear, feel. Why? Because I'm trusting in him. Hello? Some of you might be having a pain in your body right now, but I'm telling you, trust in him. He is your healer. Amen. He is your redeemer. Praise God. He sent his word and healed us. Trust in him. Don't trust in your own confidence. Trust in the Lord. He's my strength, my rock, my refuge. Next verse. Trust in him sometimes. Just when things are going well. Just when there's, you know, everything's just hunky-dory. No. When do you trust in him? At all times. At all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Praise God. Amen. Wow, I love it. When we commit our ways to God and trust in him, the Bible says he brings it to pass. Psalm 37, 5. When you commit your way and trust in him, when you commit your heart, you commit your mind, you commit your emotions to him, you trust in him, what does he do? He brings it to pass. It's going to pass, church. Whatever it might be, whatever you're dealing with, God has got you. It's going to pass. So learning to trust in God and learning to work in him, rest in him, is the ultimate place God wants us to be. Wow. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:11. Here's the work of the Christian. A lot of people, when they come into grace, they think work cease. It does, as far as our salvation. It's done, complete, finished. Hello? Finished. But you know something? The Bible says that we still have to work at something. And here it is. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest any fall according to the same example of disobedience. What are we working at? We're working to enter that rest that God has provided for us. We're working to transforming of our soul to what God has said in His Word. Your soul is a continual process of transforming into what God has said in His Word. And as you apply the Word to what God has said in His Word, you find your soul is at rest. And when your soul is at rest, it is in a great position to receive from God. Amen. So many people's soul and emotions are in torment on a daily basis. Their mind is in torment. God says, I want you to chill and rest in me. And when you chill and rest in Him, He's working. So the work that you have is allowing the Word to transform your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. Turn to somebody and say, some people really need to be transformed there. Do you believe that? Amen. Some of you, before you got to church, you were being transformed, right? Amen. And some of you can think, I can think of a lot of people who need to be transformed there, right? Amen. But that is what we do. We allow that Word to work in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, and we're continually being transformed into who Christ and who He is. Good Word. Amen. Sheep follow the shepherd's voice. Psalm 23. Let's go there quickly this morning. I may not go through all this, but this is so good. One of the greatest psalms for transformation of your soul is this psalm. This psalm is a great psalm to have in your repertoire, in your mind. Amen. It is an awesome psalm. If you haven't memorized this psalm, take a few minutes and just memorize this, because I'm telling you, it is soul refreshing. It is soul transformation. I know it's under the old covenant, but it's a new covenant principle. Do you understand what I'm saying there? And look what he says here. The way David started this beautiful psalm is he made it personal. Guys, make that word personal to the transforming and the trust in your soul. He said, the Lord what? The Lord is. Everybody say it. The Lord is. No doubt about it. Whose shepherd is he? He is my shepherd. And I love this. What does he say? I shall not lack. I shall not lack. God is my shepherd. I am not going to lack. Why? Because God's my shepherd. Amen. Slow down when you read the Word. Meditate on it. Chew it. Be like the cow. The cow has a cud. Anybody ever see a cow chew? The cow chew. He'll swallow. He brings it back up again. Chews on it, swallows, brings it back. That's what you do with the Word. It is the transforming of your soul. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Look at this. He makes me to lie down where? Green pastures, man. That's what sheep enjoy. And he's lying down. Notice your position. You're refreshing. You're lying down in green pasture. He leads me beside still waters. Not turbulent waters, still waters. Sheep, led by a babbling brook, have problems with equilibrium. And what happens often, if they're there by a babbling brook, they will fall into that brook and drown because of the heavy wool. And so the shepherd knows where to lead you. Amen. And he says, he leads me by still waters. Praise God. Still waters. And listen to this. What does he do? He restores. He restores. God is a reason. You may have gone through, what happens, we can be hurt in our body, but you can be damaged in your soul. You can go through divorce, you can go through heartache, you can go through pain, you can go through all types of things, you can go through a terrible childhood and be damaged in your soul. But God is the restorer of your soul. He heals your soul just like He does your body. He heals your mind. He heals your heart. Amen. That's the kind of shepherd that He is. He restores the soul. Praise God. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That's who you are in Christ, in His righteousness. Yea, though I walk through. Notice you don't stop there. Notice God is so good, he says, you don't stop there. Amen. He says, you walk how? Through it. God's with you. He said, why? Because you are with me. He said, I'll fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, Lord, they comfort me. Your word brings comfort to me. That's his rod. That's his staff. That's the transformation of his word to our soul. Y'all want me to go on a little bit further? Let me go on a little further, okay? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Wow. God spreads a table before us and says, come and dine in the presence of your enemies. Then I love this scripture. You guys heard me share this before. My what? My cup runs over. In Eastern tradition, if they wanted you to be a guest and stay longer, they would continue filling your wine cup. They would continue saying, I want you to be here. If they wanted you to leave, they would stop serving you wine. It's time to go. That's a good thing for you ladies, you know. Hey, it's time. We need to bring back that tradition, right? Amen. It's time for you to go. But this is what he says. You know, company more than 3 days begins to stink, right? Somebody says that. This is what he says. He says, my cup runs over. What God is saying is we are continually in his presence. His presence is awesome in our lives. All right, I'm going to close this one. I want to give you a few things to think about here before you leave. So, Pastor, that's all good. How do we do this? How do we put this into practical application? I'm glad you asked. 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Look at this. For we walk, Dr. Frederick K. Price, for we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith. Number one, don't depend upon your senses. Depend upon his word. We walk by faith, not by sight. Don't depend upon your emotions. Depend upon the Spirit. Actually, we don't worship God out of our emotions. Emotions are good, and thank God for them, but we worship God out of Spirit and his word. That's how we worship God. Number two, practice his presence. Practice his presence. Ephesians 5:19. Look at this. This is a great verse. Practice his presence. Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to one another how? In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I just remember when Kay, just growing up as a child, when she was just a little girl and we were in church and she's grabbing that microphone wanting to, you know, sing for everybody else, you know. I mean, she just had that. And then she gets singing, and Kay just goes into this singing thing. And Elise, we're riding together, and, you know, we got to take a little mini vacation the other day, and they were in the back seat, and it was the same thing. Things never change. It doesn't matter. They get fussing at one another. It's so funny, you know. And but Kay just, you know, she gets singing. And I remember Elise, stop! Stop, you know, tell her stop. Will you stop? You know, Mom, make her stop singing, you know. Amen. So it's the same thing. It doesn't. She still does it. So it's just part of that, you know. And you get around her and there's something, you know, that, you know, she doesn't want to listen to you. She busts out and she starts singing. Sorry, Kay, I'm just, you know, to say, but it's true. But the Bible says here's how we practice. We practice his presence by singing those songs in our heart, making melody unto the Lord. Amen. Man, just singing to him. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. 5:16-18. 1 Thessalonians, what does it say? Rejoice sometimes. Wow, rejoice always. That puts you in a position to receive, guys. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Be joyful. It's a choice. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray sometimes. In trouble. Pray without ceasing. You know, you can just be in a continual heart of prayer and just fellowshipping with God. That's what God is. He's so awesome. He's everywhere. I found out he's in Mount Pleasant, PA. He's in Detroit, Michigan. He's all over the place, right? Put God first in your life. Put him first. Evaluate yourself by his word. Allow the word to be the governor of your thoughts and feelings. Allow the Word to be the governor of your thoughts and feelings. Amen. All right? Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. God has given you the Holy Spirit. You've been baptized in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. There is nothing more refreshing. Look at Hey Jude 120. Hey Jude 120, right? Jude 120. What does it say? Y'all still with me this morning? But you, beloved, doing what? Building yourselves up on what? Your most holy faith, trust. How do you do that? How do you build yourself up? By what? Praying in the Spirit. Man, God's given you a language. Pray in it. Pray in your tongue language. Amen. Refresh yourself in the Lord. What a refreshing it is. This is the refreshing, Isaiah says, when we pray in the Spirit. There is nothing like it. God's given you that. That's your prayer language. Utilize it. Last thing, rest in God's love for you. Turn to somebody and say, God loves you whether you believe it or not. He loves you when you mess up. He loves you when you miss it. God still loves you. You don't allow, as Holly said, condemnation to come in on your life. You could have just taught that this morning, baby. That was so good. Just don't allow that to come into your life. Realize God loves you unconditionally today, that he's for you and not against you. Amen. Rest in him today. Refresh yourself in him today. Praise God. Refresh yourself in him tomorrow. Allow the Holy Spirit just to indwell that in your soul today. Stand this morning. Praise God. He's good. Give God some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Praise God. Refreshing. Aren't you glad for grace this morning? Grace is so good to us. Hallelujah. Man, when you know and you come out of religion and out of all that dead work, amen, and you just get over here in the side of Jesus and grace, how much easier it is to trust him. When you know everything's forgiven, praise God, there's nothing holding against you. It's all forgiven. Everything. Praise God. You can trust in him. Raise your hands up this morning. Father, thank you this morning that we trust in you. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved today. Lord, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus today. We declare our soul to be refreshed, restored, and renewed this morning. Our mind to be refreshed, restored, and renewed. Relationships to be healed today, God. Lord, we are into soul prosperity. Our soul is prospering today because we trust in you. We have complete confidence in your word today and what you have for us. Those that may have gone through hard times as a child or as an adult or divorce or different things, God, Lord, we know that there's restoring the soul taking place this morning. Healing is taking place. You are pouring in the oil and the wine of the Holy Spirit today. Thank you for that, Jesus. Restoring their mind, restoring their hope. God, you've got a future for them. You've got good plans for us today, Lord. Hallelujah. Not bad, God, not evil, but good today. And Lord, we trust in you this morning and we rely on you. Father, we give you the praise today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say out of your mouth this morning, I trust in the Lord. He is my complete confidence in him, in his word. He's working all things for the good of me and my family. Today, I confess he's a good, good God, full of grace and unconditional love. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Give God some praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hug four or five people around you and say, God is a good God this morning. Would you do that? Praise the Lord.